Hello again, and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Walter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, inside the Division Hill Clock Tower Plaza. I'm sure a lot of you have been here. You know, it's a nice place to come. And we really do our best to treat people right and do the right thing here at Coins Plus. In Spokane, you can reach Coins Plus at 444-0044. Outside of Spokane, toll free, 877-827-2646 or 877-TAP-COIN. If you drive by Coins Plus, the clock tower on the crest of the Division Street Hill, you'll notice we also run the precious metals prices out there on a daily basis. If you want to know what gold, silver, or platinum prices are at, you can take a look at that. Luckily, our city didn't pass an ordinance. They were going to outlaw all electric signs. This is the city commission. It was quite mind-boggling. I compared it to back when we were moving from the horse and buggy to the automobile, and there were people that were vehemently opposed to that at that time. They just kind of want to stifle technology. And there's always these tree-hugger liberal organizations out there that are just trying to shut things down. They're completely anti-business. We've got some people downtown, the city planners, that are completely anti-business. It's just mind-boggling how many people in this country are anti-business, and even more so now with like the President of the United States, who leans that way heavily, as does the entire Democratic Party. Recently this week we had Howard Dean, who actually ran for president against Obama, make the statement that we've had too much capitalism in that last 8 years, and now it was time for the government to begin regulating things more, and I'll get to that a little bit later. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker dealer. We specialize in first of all, the purchasing of collections, estates, accumulations. We're very aggressive, legitimate buyers of coins and collections. We're highly capitalized. I'm always plugging to warn people. First of all, folks, go to our website if you're looking to invest. There's a consumer alert on the first page that'll educate you. Just please don't get sucked in by these, a lot of these companies you hear out there. I understand it's ironic that I sit on the radio and I tell you about these other companies that are on the radio to beware, and yet somehow I'm better or something. No, you know, we recommend that you look around and get a good feel. What Coins Plus offers is wholesale pricing that can't be beat. We're absolutely completely legitimate and above board. The new game that we've discussed on our website is artificial lowball pricing. A lot of the big marketing companies that have commission salespeople are quoting prices for precious metals bullion that are just below reality, ridiculously below anyone's cost. And it's just and they'll blow by it. They'll say, well, you know, gold eagles are $69 over spot, but you know, you don't want those. You want the old numismatic gold, and there's nothing wrong with the semi-numismatic gold or numismatic gold. It's just that they blow by the bullion as if it's, you know, there's an old saying that, you know, basically anything that somebody doesn't have, a vendor doesn't have, he would have been the cheapest or the best buy in town. It's kind of notorious in the coin business. Anytime anybody buys a coin at most coin dealers and then shows it to another coin dealer, a lot of them will say, oh, I'd have sold it to you cheaper, even though they don't have the coin in it, and they wouldn't have. And I'm sorry to lay that out there. That's kind of the dirty laundry of the business. I will say that Coins Plus does not do that. We want to walk the high road no matter what's going on the other side of the fence, and we're very above board, very legitimate, very honest. We deliver immediately. A lot of these companies are running into trouble for failure to deliver. I've covered a lot of this for you in the past. I just want to reiterate it and get it out there. So basically, Coins Plus is a rare coin precious metals broker dealer specializing in investments. We have the highest rated depository service in the state. The construction of it is beyond your wildest dreams. It's incredibly secure. The building's phenomenally secure, just incredibly secure and well armed in many ways, very well armed, and not something you're going to see as a consumer. But we've got a lot of layers of security there, and we just really specialize in helping people preserve their capital. We believe we're in unique times. We believe that These are very unique times. They're not like other times in the past. You know, as 1 Peter 3:8 says, that basically people say that things are going to continue as they have from the beginning. And I think we're starting to see that more and more, and things are definitely unique. The technology alone that we've seen, can you imagine in the last 20, 30 years, the technology? I mean, I heard the other day, the storage of the current desktop computers that we were using, that we're using now, 100 years ago, a desktop now would, if you go back 100 years, a desktop now has enough memory to hold every piece of written text on the face of the planet Earth 100 years ago. I mean, you look at the Library of Congress, you know, miles and miles and miles of books, and yet that all can now fit in a desktop computer. We've got incredible power. We've got, you know, Daniel said in the book of Daniel that to close up this little book in time, until the time when people shall travel to and fro, or till the time when knowledge shall increase and people shall travel to and fro. Well, now there's a lot of people that are starting to see things in Revelations that never made sense. They're starting to make real good sense, like Mystery Babylon is making some real clear sense. And people are traveling to and fro all around the world all the time. They're going all over. And I mean, you go back a couple thousand years, it was unfathomable to be able to do that, let alone they couldn't even map it. So it's just, we live in such incredibly unique times. And spiritually, the Bible really spends a lot of time focusing on the end times. It says it's going to get very bad. And these are the times to prepare yourself. These are the times to use biblical wisdom and guidance and to move your money into hard assets and precious metals. Not time to wait around for a paper money game to return that's effectually over. People are just trying to resurrect a dead horse. So we need to move beyond that. We need to be wise enough to switch to where the market is right now and just put our money where God ordained it. And he said precious metals, gold, silver, livestock, real estate, and human life is all that he's attributed as true wealth. And I've covered it. Precious metals throughout the Bible, from the beginning of written human history till now, have been the pinnacle form of wealth on this planet. And God's got them in heaven. They're paving the streets of heaven, among other things. There's a lot of other references than just the pavement. And I can just tell you that it's true wealth, and thus the name of our show, True Wealth, is based on liquid hard assets. And down the road, if things change and precious metals aren't the thing to have anymore, I can assure you we will move forward into whatever the right thing to do is. But right now, the right thing is to get every ounce of liquid cash you have into hard liquid assets, because when this thing comes down, and it's going to come down, it's going to be hard and fast, and it's going to be too late to move. If you're a procrastinator, just get over it and make the move. We're at a pinnacle premium time right now, when every analyst says we're right around the corner from the big move. It's also important to remember that we're large, aggressive buyers of all precious metals and rare coins and scrap gold, jewelry, and diamonds. We are very strong buyers of scrap gold, jewelry, and diamonds. We're far above anyone you're going to find out there, and especially far above these deals that come on the television, which, once again, do not call companies that are advertising to sell gold on TV. It's all the same racket, folks. I'm sorry, this business is unregulated, which is what makes owning precious metals great. There's no regulation, there's no records, but on the other hand, it's unregulated. People can get away with anything. There aren't regulated pricing structures, and when you pick up the phone and you call a lot of these companies or the big ads in the paper that they have a special allotment of U.S. coins just for you. Folks, the U.S. Mint or Treasury didn't just release those just for you. They always release coins constantly. Anyone gets them, we get them all the time. It's not a special thing, but they write it up as if it is special. Please don't fall for that. Just if you're looking to make the move into precious metals, give Coins Plus a call at 444-0044 in Spokane, outside Spokane, toll free 877-TAP-COIN or 877-827-2646, and we will take the very best care of you of anybody. We'll treat you like a relative or a friend, and we'll treat you better than anyone else out there. That's what we're notorious for. We have a reputation for honesty, integrity, and professionalism, and it's impeccable as much as we know, and that's our our goal. And if it ever, if there ever is some, a reason why it shouldn't be like that, we'll do whatever it takes to correct it. So we do ask for your business. In return, we guarantee to offer you the best prices and the best service and the quickest delivery you're going to find anywhere out in the marketplace. Along the line of scrap gold, jewelry, and diamonds, folks, if you've got valuables sitting around, gold coins, silver coins, scrap gold, jewelry, diamonds, and you're not using them, sell them. We get calls every day of people that get broken into. We get big lists. It's the most heartbreaking experience you can imagine when someone breaks into your house and steals your valuables. I'm telling you right now, if you've got this stuff sitting around doing nothing for you, get rid of it. I cannot even explain to you the regret that we see in people's voices and eyes when they knew they didn't need it. They knew it was just sitting there rotten in their drawer. And yet, it's almost interesting. There's always a spiritual component there too. They knew it. And yet something will happen and they can look back and know that they should have done something with it, and they could have enjoyed the money, or they could have given the money to the church, or whatever, a mission, you know, whatever. Do what you got to do. If you don't need it, bring it in and let's trade it in for an investment coin. There's plenty of those out there, and we can get you a box or whatever. Just you don't want it sitting in the form of scrap gold, jewelry, and diamonds that can be stolen. I will, just to warn, if any of you are still caught up in the paper market out there, I will tell you, prepare for a major market slide. After 9 weeks of artificially driven rally, the Dow has been propped up. First of all, I explained last week, in the Dow Jones, the 30 premium stocks, they've recently removed and replaced GM, Chrysler, and AIG, okay? 10% of the stocks have been removed and replaced with better, healthier stocks. There's some artificial propping up. The dollar is just teetering, folks. They've done everything to prop it up. Ben Bernanke has been printing money like you can't imagine. Really, it hasn't even begun what we're heading towards. We ended 2008 with $10.5 trillion in M2 money, which is the equivalent of, M2 money is the equivalent of every U.S. dollar on planet Earth in liquid form. We've obligated this year to create over $11 trillion in M2 money additional, and we've done about $1 trillion thus far this year, Bernanke has. None of that's going to the auto dealers or the auto companies. None of that's going anywhere except one thing. It's all been going into the stock markets, and then what they've done is artificially propped it up, and now these big companies like, I heard this week, Wells Fargo, and I can't remember the other companies, a bunch of them are now looking to generate capital. So they've had an artificial pump up in their stocks, courtesy of the People's Republic of America, and they're using this artificial pump up to say, look, things are okay, and we need more of your money. So what happens is you get bought in, you buy, you get sucked into this mess, you give your money to them, and then the next big collapse is coming. I know there's a lot of you out there that you know, you rode through the storm last fall. You've been listening to me for a couple of years. You're big time procrastinators. You're getting advice from a fool on the other side of the fence, a stock person, a paper lover, who has no biblical wisdom whatsoever, and you just keep procrastinating and pondering and wondering and over hyper analyzing. It's never going to be your perfect day. You're not going to get back the money you lost. You're going to get hit worse if you keep hanging in there. You need to make that move. You need to make it now. When you buy metals, you're not investing. You're buying money. You're investing into something solid that's going to last until the end of physical Earth. The other thing with the dollar, China has threatened 100 times to dump their dollars to buy gold. If they do, folks, it's going to start a massive tidal wave at the same time that we're going to be pumping cash out like crazy. People say all the time, you know, China would never do that. They won't hurt us. They need us. Recently, folks, we are only 5% of the gross domestic product of China this year. Okay, they don't need us anymore. They're through with that game. Prepare yourselves. Not to mention the fact that we're a global economy. They can get business anywhere they want. Well, this week I thought I'd start out a little bit talking about the opponents of buying gold today. What are the reasons that people say it's bad to buy gold and silver? A good example for evaluating these theories would be a gentleman by the name of Dave Ramsey, who has a radio show. I think he's even a professing Christian, and I have had so many people just stifled by this guy. He's continually pushing stocks as if he were living in a completely different world than the rest of us, but he's respected because what he does is he teaches teaches people how to save money and run their finances in a relatively wise fashion. Most of you who know me know my background is pretty similar to that. I have a good background in banking and finance, but this gentleman has put himself out there as the big expert, and he's just given some people some crazy advice in this market, and people who listen to him are doing poorly. When people call in and mention anything to do with gold on his show, he gets incredibly hostile and abusive towards the information and any caller who disagrees with him. He actually appears as if he's never researched the viewpoints that support the ownership of precious metals assets. Dave Ramsey says that it's bad to buy gold because it's at an all-time high, but when the Dow Jones was at 14.5 and now it's artificially propped up to 8 after it dropped to 6, he was telling everyone to buy more stock, which is a drumbeat that never ends in his world. He says it's unreasonable to think of most major U.S. corporations going out of business. Now, I want to step back a sec. He says that it's bad to buy gold now because it's at an all-time high, which it's not. It's near the high. However, when the Dow was at 14.5 and it's now at 8 after rebounding from 6, it was okay to buy stock then, but it's not okay to buy gold near a high when it continues to post record high after record high after record high. But anyway, he says it's unreasonable. U.S. corporations won't go out of business. If gold's a bad buy because it's near a high, wouldn't real estate be a bad buy year after year as values continue to increase as well? Isn't it logical to say that any investment that's doing well will continually reach record new levels year after year? This is my logic. Or maybe we should only buy things that are crashing and collapsing. How would we do on that? Have any of you tried to catch a falling stock? Hey, this is a great buy. It was at 100, now it's at 20, and you buy in, and pretty soon it's at 6 cents. I've done it. That doesn't sit real well with me. Another anti-gold argument of Dave Ramsey is that from 1833 to 1974, gold only grew by 0.5% per year. Well, first of all, gold was fixed by our government at $20 an ounce until 1933, when it was increased by 75% to $35 an ounce. During the time that gold was fixed at $20 an ounce, we never had inflation. In fact, we had deflation because we were on a gold standard and the buying power of gold continued to strengthen. From the signing of the Constitution and the U.S. Coinage Act in 1789 and 1792 until the passing of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, the U.S. dollar had increased in buying power by 400%. From 1913 until now, we've lost 99% of the spending value of the U.S. dollar through runaway inflation. The price of gold was deregulated in 1974, for those of you who are unaware of that. In the 35 years from 1974 until now, which is 2009, the price of gold has increased by 2,600%, which divides out to an average of over 70% per year average gain. In other words, if you'd invested $10,000 in 1974, you'd have over $260,000 now. A $38,000 investment in 1974 would have become $1 million today. That is what has happened since gold has been deregulated. However, every respected analyst with a financial background is predicting that the huge move, the big run, is just around the bend. In fact, as the Bible says, there's a time for everything. The time for our paper system is over, and we're trying to resurrect a dead horse. We want the good old days back, when money flowed like water. The stock market was a casino, and the odds were for the people for a while. We want another chance to jump in and jump out, except this time we think we're smarter. We promise we won't be so greedy. We just want our money back. I've heard that a lot. That's all people want, is their money back. Well, folks, forget about the past and look forward to the future. The future is now, and the future is in precious metals. Sure, there are plenty of Dave Ramseys out there who have been right for 10 years, but they need to flex and move away from a dead market and guide people into the safe haven of precious metals while the boom time wanes and the doom time looms right around the bend. Dave Ramsey also recently pitted himself against Peter Schiff and David Walker when responding to a caller whose father had read Peter Schiff's book Crash Proof, which I like, it's a good book, and the writings of David Walker, who was the Comptroller General for the United States of America's GAO, the General Accounting Office, which is by far the highest-ranking accountant in the entire world. David Walker was the highest-ranking accountant in the entire world. David Walker resigned his position as the General Accounting Office, or the Comptroller General of the United States, which is an amazing position, because he was terrified by the writing on the wall predicting an imminent and drastic economic tsunami, and the government would not let him speak out, nor would Congress listen to him because it wasn't all about the politically correct statements to make. David Walker criticized the reckless abandon of Congress in their wasteful budgeting and the fact that our fiat currency system was beginning to grow at levels approaching infinite perpetuity. David Walker stated that doubling our nation's taxes and cutting our budget in half wouldn't even begin to approach correcting the problem we've gotten ourselves into. His only proposed solution was to return to the original constitutional form of money, which was gold and silver, and to budget accordingly, which is consistent with the position of Ron Paul, which most of you know now. According to the new governmental definitions of a domestic terrorist, a threat is somebody who believes that whose beliefs line up with those of Ron Paul. Our government is now beginning to point fingers this way, and there's a high likelihood that these anti-terrorist laws put in by Bush could eventually be actually used against Christians in this nation. And I don't want to get on much of a tangent, but apparently this hate crimes bill is about ready to go through. And the bottom line is, they have a hate crimes bill in Canada, I'll put it this way. In 1 week, this is what happened in Canada a while ago. An 85-year-old woman her house was broken into. She was raped and beaten by a man. An 85-year-old lady was raped, beaten, and robbed. That man got a 7-year sentence. Another man who was dressed up like a woman, a cross-dresser, was beaten severely by a man, and the man who beat him got 30 years mandatory sentence under hate crimes legislation, folks. This is insanity, and we're heading that way in every way, shape, and form. All I can tell you, speak up, and speak up now, because it's going to be too late soon. Anyway, back to David Walker, the Comptroller General of the United States, who predicted some economic issues. The government did everything in its power to shut Mr. Walker up while he held this office, which was saw the entire U.S. congressional budget. David Walker's position was that we are undeniably and irrefutably heading towards impending economic failure. Dave Ramsey, the radio host, said he hadn't heard of the other gentleman, Peter Schiff, who is a fantastic author and a very wise economist who owns a tremendously large stock firm and has transferred his beliefs to tangible assets. Anyway, Mr. Ramsey said he'd never heard of him, but he was very quick to label him or anyone who's predicting a coming economic collapse as a kook. Well, the qualifications and resume of David Walker, the Comptroller General of the United States, are a bit more impressive than those of Dave Ramsey. I do understand Dave Ramsey's position because I was in his shoes 13 years ago when I was Series 6 and 7 licensed and working in an executive level banking management position. I too was familiar with all the doom and gloom books floating around since the late 1980s until now that were predicting eventual economic collapse if we didn't make dramatic changes as a nation. However, I believed we would make those changes. I never believed we would allow this to happen. Unfortunately, instead of making the necessary changes and corrections, we've accelerated the problem by spending more money than ever before, and now our government's beginning to interfere with capitalistic markets at levels near never dreamed of before. No one would have ever imagined that we would end up doing what we're doing today. No one. We have people like Howard Dean, who ran against Obama for the position of president of the U.S. in the primaries. He recently stated that we have had too much capitalism in this country over the last 8 years, and now it's time for government regulation. Regulation's actually what caused this problem in the first place. The regulation of unions, who've continually and insatiably leveraged corporations like GM to pay employees the equivalent of $100 an hour with 2 breaks a day, along with 5 weeks of paid vacation, 4 weeks of sick leave, 2 weeks of personal time, and 10 paid holidays per year. If a GM union member used all of their time off, which I understand most of them do, they would only work 3 of the 4 quarters of the year, leaving the employer with open holes in the assembly line 25% of the time, and a union who will not allow them to reward employees who work more faithfully. With unions, tenure's everything. Performance becomes irrelevant. Some other types of government regulation that's forced us into this debacle was the mandatory HUD real estate lending requirements imposed by the Clinton administration that forced mortgage banks to loan money to the poor welfare recipients with bad credit, along with a number of other lending programs that I was all too familiar with in my banking days called ninja loans, which meant no income, job, or asset verification. A ninja loan was a loan that required a bank to accept whatever was written on the credit application by minorities. This wasn't created by Clinton to help the down and outers, but rather to artificially stimulate the economy and leave an absolute mayhem for future presidents to clean up. The government, through HUD, began mandating that lenders could not avoid loans in specific geographic areas, even though there are neighborhoods that you or I would never go to because they're so dangerous and bad. A lender could no longer avoid making loans there. In fact, when I was in banking, there were areas in the U.S. that had over 50% repossession rates. However, as a lender, we were forbidden from denying loans in these areas. I don't have time to cover all the other regulations our government has imposed that's created this problem. One last one I'll touch on, I guess, is just the artificial limitations that have been placed on every financial market, from stocks, bonds, bank rates, and anything that has to do with the money of Americans. Now, folks, as we wind down to the end of the show, just keep in mind, folks, we are on the edge of insanity. The stock market is supposedly up 30%, although I've shown that removed and replaced a bunch of stocks. It's for sure being manipulated. Bernanke is pumping money out like crazy. The market bottomed about 2 months ago, and why all of a sudden it came up for no reason whatsoever. Then the administration starts to come out with false information saying banks won't fail. They give us fake stress tests. They've moved the problem to the back of the taxpayers now. Bernanke's been pumping out money like mad. It's all going into the stock market. Now all these companies are trying to raise capital after our government artificially propped up the market. Right now, folks, 41% of our economy is debt-driven of the GDP, while next year it's forecasted that 60% of our GDP will be caused by debt. Inflation's on the way. This year we've had the two only years in the history of this country where debt use has exceeded savings. On and on. I don't need to get into it much more. All I can tell you, folks, is give Coins Plus a call at 444-0044. You need to move every dime you've got into the metals. You'll never regret it. You won't lose your money. You'll be safe. You can rest easy. If you've taken losses in the market, forget about it and make a biblically financial move. We'll build you a nice portfolio mixed with silver dollars, U.S. $20 gold pieces, some other products. We build fantastic portfolios. Our customers average over 30% per year gains. So thanks again for tuning in to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. Again, contact Coins Plus at 444-0044 in Spokane, outside Spokane, toll free 877-827-2646 or toll free 877-TAP-COINS. We can also be reached through our website at coinsplus.com, where we do post our previously recorded radio shows. Occasionally, they're not up the same week, but they are up fairly regularly. We have had an interesting 10-month stretch trying to deal with a website designer that all I'll say is it's been very interesting. Once again, Coins Plus, 444-0044 in Spokane, outside of Spokane, toll-free 877-TAP-COINS. Make that move now. Do not hesitate. You'll regret it. Take care. God bless, and have a fantastic week.